of the Mind Flayer.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekhale. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer. Hoagie Bear is giving Danielle a bunch of kisses because he's a very needy baby boy. I'm a very needy baby boy, and I'm here with my needy baby boy, Caleb.
Hello, hey, needy baby boy, checking in for duty. How are you, Jake?
I am very good. Thank you, needy baby boy. Have you been well?
I have been well. I've been needy, but being well taken care of.
Well,
so.
That's a good needy baby boy. We're going to go across to our needy baby boy, Hercules Mays.
Baby boy!
There we go. We have our needy baby boy, Michael Briganti.
I feel like a baby boy with a tummy full of lasagna with baked pasta.
What?
I was gonna say it's going to be another fajita burrito situation.
Yeah, it's lasagna.
It's pasta in the oven.
There's cheese on it.
Lasagna.
There's noodle. There's meat. It's baked in the oven. It's lasagna.
It's a lasagna.
So it says the Italian.
Oh, man. We have our needy baby boy, Luke Sykes.
I'm a knee-deep needy baby boy.
Ooh. Knee deep in what?
Ooh. Jello.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a lot of Jello.
Knee deep Jello.
Honey Jello.
Honey Jello.
Honey Jello would be delicious.
Oh my god! It doesn't exist.
I don't think it exists.
No,
but
it should
exist.
Would
it though?
Is it the texture of Jello though?
Yeah. Or is
it, yeah.
Honey flavored Jello.
Otherwise, it would just be honey.
If it's well, I don't know. There's more honey.
It's like well, it's just honey. Honey, yeah. It's just honey.
Or did you think it was honey?
I was hoping it was something else because I don't like Jello. I don't like the texture of it.
You don't like jelly Jello.
Jello.
Any of that stuff?
No gelatin. Never.
Not a fan?
No.
Not yeah. Vegan.
So you don't like wine gums or anything?
Wine? They're more chewy. They're not that.
No, like a gummy is different.
Like gummy bears.
Yeah, that's
panna cotta,
different.
That panna cotta kind of
not
vibe.
Really different.
Than Jello. Because Jello, I wouldn't call a gummy bear Jello.
Like, panna cotta is similar to Jello.
They're
like different.
They're gelatin,
like
but they're not Jello.
A cup of Jello are different.
What if I gave you a gummy bear from Jello?
Well, if it fucking is the texture, I'll know.
Small spoonful.
Did you guys ever used to do that?
Danielle Butlin's here as well.
Hi.
The needy baby girl.
Needy baby girl.
Yeah. But no, it was like, what was it? Frog in the lake?
And frog
you
in
had,
the lake, yeah.
You had
so you have Jello.
And you
jelly.
Have like little,
jelly
little jelly worm or snakes down the bottom.
That yeah, you put you gummy
on.
Worms.
And,
you
then,
put a,
and then you have a Freddo frog.
Okay. Sprinkles or jimmies on top and a yeah. Chocolate frog.
Yeah, okay, and it's like halfway no, sticking had, out of the jello.
Our big thing is we had worms and dirt.
Worms and dirt.
So it was chocolate pudding
okay.
With like crunched up Oreo. With either like crunched up Oreo or like chocolate cake and gummy worms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What weird food shit did you have, Michael?
Weird food shit that I have? Do you guys have cabana sucre out here? You ever had it?
Cabana
what? Cabana sucre, which is essentially, it's more of like a place, but you go in the winter.
Sugar Shack.
Yeah, Sugar Shack.
Okay.
I'm unfamiliar with Sugar Shack.
But it's essentially like boiled. It's not weird per se, but I guess it's weird just how you eat it. It's like boiled maple syrup and they pour it on snow, like in lines.
Oh.
And you take a popsicle stick and you roll it. Yeah. And then it's just like a...
They do know snow's not like completely clean, right?
Well, they take the snow from like the fresh snow, and you see them take it from the side because it's very wintry where the cabana sucre
really
are.
Yeah, I did that up in Squamish.
Yeah, it's so good.
And for you, Caleb, any delicious weird Irish treats?
I don't think there's anything weird from Ireland that you guys wouldn't have got here.
Go on,
I don't
tries.
Think.
Go on.
What's the weirdest thing?
We've Baron Brack, which is our, the
sounds
cake
weird.
That we have.
Sounds like a D&D name.
It's the cake that we eat on Halloween.
Dwarvish.
And basically it's like a cake. Yeah. Baron Brack, and it's like a
you can eat cake whenever you want.
Wait, what? What but it's mean? Like it has like it's like a fruit cake essentially, but it has a ring.
Yeah,
it has a ring in the middle. Of
what?
It,
yeah,
baked
okay,
into
yeah,
the middle of it.
Why?
Yeah, I think the Spanish do like a little baby Jesus in the cake somewhere. They do like a little baby in there, and then whoever gets the baby has like a.
Interesting.
I've definitely bitten into a ring when eating a piece of Baron Brack. So
nice.
You sure your family just aren't shit cooks?
Oh, that's where it went.
Oh, there
you won something, Caleb. Do you have the issue here when trying to describe ale to non like European people?
No, I don't think so. I don't really describe ale to a lot of people.
Yeah, how often are you describing ale, Luke?
Because the other day I was like, oh, I'd love an ale because it was quite cold.
An ale, but go ahead.
Ah.
What did I say?
An ale.
I thought he said an. Roll it back, Caleb. So, roll it back.
Ale. I'd love an ale.
Ale.
And people can wrap their head around right. warm beer. It's a very hard thing to describe to people without them being like, gross.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's
gross.
Because like, beer, our beer is just piss water. So warm piss water is not good.
Seattle's coming to kill you. Oh, and Portland. Sorry.
What was it? Was it the Monty Python said? No, American beer.
Proper ale is good.
American beer is like making love in a canoe. It's fucking close to water.
That's good.
I like that. It's good.
Credit Monty Python there.
Say it in a British accent. Make it better.
Which part? No, they actually do it in Australian accents. Really? It's their philosopher's sketch. Bruce's. Hello, Bruce. How you going, Bruce? This is Bruce from the philosophy department.
G'day, Bruce.
And then they do, hey, Immanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very, very rarely stable. Heidegger, Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could drink you under the table. David Hume could outconsume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Liechtenstein was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach you about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart will of his own free will off half a pint of chat, he was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could stick it away half a crate of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am.
Yeah, nice.
And we just got demonetized.
I did love
cut that part out.
And if anyone's wondering whether I am a neurodivergent, let that answer the question. Let's go ahead and have a trivia treat.
Welcome.
I literally couldn't stop singing it until I got
Caleb,
it.
Caleb, I set you up for the trivia treat and you just went woof.
When?
Yeah, weird Irish treat.
Oh.
Shit, I'm not on your level. Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia Treats.
We're back to like Luke on top form.
I know. I love it.
Yep. I need good old baked pasta.
In the Dungeon Master's Guide, there is an optional table for lingering injuries a character can suffer from when taking a critical hit, dropping to 0 hit points, or failing a death saving throw by 5 or more. Luckily, we don't use this table. But what lingering injury do you gain from rolling a 1 on the table?
Lose the limb that's affected.
Close. I think that's a 2. Injury.
Misplaced.
I think it's a 2 is an arm, 3 is a leg. But what's 1? If you roll
head.
1.
You got to run around with your head in your hands.
An eyeball.
Not your head. Yes, it's an eye. You lose an eye.
Oh, you have disadvantage on your nonsense.
Yeah. As you get disadvantage on wisdom, perceptions, checks. And as a bonus question.
Ooh!
Bonus round!
What spell will allow you to regain your eye? Or if you rolled a 2 or a 3 or...
The wish spell?
Vecna.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah!
There we go. All right.
Technically, yes. Okay, but the first spell you could learn leveling up.
The Eye of Vecna.
No, Greater Restoration won't do it. It's a level 7 spell.
The Eye of Vecna.
I don't think that's going to grow it back. It's more.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It's regenerate. Yeah. You could just regrow your limbs back then when you get 7 level spells. So that was this week's episode of Trivia Treats. Thank fuck we don't roll from that table. You would be in a very bad way. You'd be in a very bad way.
Edirath would just be a head in a jar. Yeah. Just a Futurama head in a jar.
I have seen some really cool like homebrewed ones, you know, where it's like you get different like scarring or concussions and stuff like that depending on the roll when you get down. So it's cool.
we play with exhaustion here. And it's been a while since some of you have had more than 1 point of exhaustion. So
Interesting.
Very interesting. Mechanic we've come up with.
Yeah, they were chasing it for a little while there.
They were chasing it.
They seem to have forgotten about it, to be honest.
Well, we couldn't fix it.
Greater Restoration.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for.
And what is it, like 100 gold piece or 1,000 gold piece per Greater Restoration?
So, 300 gold piece.
300 gold piece. There you go. So stuck up.
Oh, wait, no, that's Revivify. Maybe it's 500.
Yeah.
No, 500 is Revivify.
Yeah.
Revivify is 3. I'm looking at
Revivify is 3. Greater Restoration. Trivia treat. What? How many gold piece for Greater Restoration?
I think it's email in and tell us.
It's
to Jacob Mission at yahoo.com.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yahoo. Hey, Google, how many gold piece does it cost to cast Greater Restoration?
I don't know, nerd.
Fucking don't bother me. I can tell you the weather.
This is the real world.
450 by the looks of it.
I didn't prepare.
I would love it if you turned around. Nerd!
At least 100.
100.
Diamond dust.
100. That makes sense. That,
cool.
That lines up to what I think
a
human.
Yeah, that's... Right. Shut the fuck up. We're doing an improv game.
Yeah, Michael, shut the fuck up.
Michael, what improv game do you want to play?
Oh,
what do you
God.
Feel like you excel at? Because there's been a couple times where the class has had to stop and let you, you know,
refresh. I'd argue that I provide the best lessons. Examples. I don't know. I don't know.
Lessons.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do, what's it called? Fucking... press conference, and Michael is the guy at the press conference. We need to pick a celebrity for him to be without him knowing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we need to speak to him and try and hint at him why he's at the press conference, who he is, and what he's at the press conference for. Real person, it can be a real event or a fake event. So, celebrity and...
alive or dead?
Alive or dead.
Oh, we did this.
I can't hear...
I very much doubt that. What is slapping your head gonna do?
Well, because if it's like this, I can hear your mumbles. So it's this.
Get the fuck out.
I don't go around.
Get out of here.
Go on, get. Celebrity and something that they've done or something that they're at the press conference for.
Okay, so real or fake?
Real celebrity.
Real.
Real or fake scenario.
It's, okay. It's bad, but how terrifying would that be if you heard someone self back? It's bad, but my mind did go to O.J. Simpson.
Yep. I think it's too obvious, though.
Yeah.
You never know, though.
It's Michael. I was just mean when he's not in the room.
And what's the scenario?
he came from the dead?
Peter. I think, I don't know.
I think that's good.
He rose 3 days later.
So bad. All right, Michael, get back in here.
We're sorry. All right.
Easy, guys. Easy. Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah, I got one too, guys. Hobby photographer over here. What's up?
Excuse me, sir. This is unprecedented. How did you do it? How?
You know, effort.
Well, first question, did you do it? And how did you do it?
I'm going to say I did it, because, you know.
Wait, the first thing or the second thing? The recent thing or the thing back then?
I did the recent thing most recently.
Okay, did you do the thing back then?
I did the thing back then.
Oh, you did do the thing back then!
Yeah, but...
Oh, my goodness!
Don't talk about it, guys. Why? Okay. Anything you want to know about the things that I did?
The most recent thing, how you did it. Now that we know that you did do the previous thing, we'll get to that.
How did your experience with the most recent thing... affect your willingness to admit to the previous thing.
Yeah. Did you see the light? Did something happen?
Well, it's just, you know, you get older in life and you just start to realize you take responsibility for the things that you do, good or bad.
Right.
Sometimes the good is always nice.
It
feels like it's the good here. Yes.
Caitlin from the Cardish Times.
Cardish Times? I didn't realize I was relevant in that magazine.
Well, since you're...
How are you strong enough to move it out of the way? Tell us about how you got so swole.
Oh, well, I mean, just, you know, strict dieting, just consistency in my workouts, and...
You've been playing a lot of golf, I noticed. On TikTok, you've been showing that you've been playing a lot of golf.
Working on the backswing. Yeah, working on the backswing. Uh-huh. So that I feel like you win the games in the opening drives.
Okay, because you played sport before you played golf.
Well, I played sport.
What was the other sport you used to play?
Oh, it was
football,
all of
right?
them. Yeah, that was included in all of them.
Yeah, football. Yeah, yeah.
The European one.
I didn't know you. I didn't know you. Wow.
But also the American.
Yeah, congratulations. Add that to the resume. You've got quite an extensive resume. We noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got football. You've got soccer, apparently, as well. You've been playing golf. You're an avid TikToker. You know, everyone's seen you on the silver screen as well.
Yes, Cardish Times.
Homer from the Orange Juice Times. What would you say was your favorite treat on the other side?
On the other side of, like...
The recent thing that happened, yeah.
Mm.
On the other side.
Yes, we would like to know what it's like
the other side of the physical border, or like the other side of...
There's a physical border? Are there gates that you step through?
Well, I don't know.
Are they pearly?
I don't know yet.
Did you meet anyone?
So you didn't. Did you go to the other place? It makes sense.
Must
you
have
did
been
just,
the other
yeah,
place.
You
yeah,
did,
you just did. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like I said, own up to the to all things, including the bad.
Wow. Wow.
It's trying to turn it around a bit.
Follow up question. Is this your way to try and get into the upstairs? To that exclusive club?
Well, you know, if anyone's looking at what I'm doing now and thinks, hey, you know, he's okay with me. Then
I feel like there's plenty of people in, around the world that think you're okay.
But think I'm okay.
What is it?
A slight tangent, but Douglas from Glove Quarterly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know in the past that we might have had previous business arrangements, but now that the you have admitted to the previous event and also the new event, would you potentially want more gloves or less?
More gloves.
More gloves
for my hands.
I have one right here. If you want to try it on,
see if it fits.
which hand is it for?
You tell us.
I'm going to say it's my left hand because I already have a glove on my right hand.
Oh, and it fits nicely.
Oh, they both fit nicely.
If the glove fits.
Are you saying that the glove did fit? How are you buddying me? I mean, we know you're a footballer. We know you're a soccer player. We know you're an actor. We know you're a TikToker. We know you're a golfer. Is magician. Is that how you got that glove to?
I'm going
to
say no.
Or
because I feel like
Michael
magician
Jackson impersonator.
Well, everyone likes to impersonate the king every now and then, you know, the king of pop, you know, a little bit of Billie Jean and stuff.
Was he in the other place?
Was he down below before you came?
I don't know if the alleged things that he did, they keep those guys in a separate place. So what about the alleged?
Well, now the confirmed things that you did, surely you'd be in somewhat the same space.
Well, I didn't murder anybody, right?
You just admitted, you just say that you did.
Well, murder is what term are we using for murder? Like, what's the sort of context of murder? Is it self-defense?
There was quite a big trial about it. You could probably tell us more about it.
Very big trial, yeah.
Oh, a lot of it was a blur. Do you have anything to add? you're sitting quiet over there.
I'm just shocked by this whole thing.
He's a member of the Brown family, and he's actually very, 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 very upset that you've actually committed. Yes. Nicole, it's sad to see her go in the prime of her life.
Why did you go for... Why? What allowed you to come back?
Surely you belonged where you were.
And why did it take this as long as it did?
Deals.
You made a deal?
Yes.
What did you make a deal for?
Well, you know, famous people... They only get famous. You know, all the pop stars, the Taylor Swifts and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much the only job you haven't had, pop star.
Pop star's the only job I haven't had, yeah.
They perform for our sins.
Right.
But yeah, deals with important people in other places.
So this more recent, if we could get a sound bite, this more recent event was that you...
murdered someone and returned from hell.
Okay. So that's the previous thing and the recent thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess your sense of time might have gone
different over there.
Your honesty
yeah.
is astounding nowadays.
Well,
so
you come back from hell and you gotta...
What about the white Bronco?
Yeah, why such a...
I hope you guys picked something Michael would know.
Well, who's Michael? Accomplice, maybe?
The deal guy I made the deal with. Right.
So,
are you gonna bring back the white Bronco?
Like the car or like the horse?
Didn't know you had a horse, but good to know about the car.
Well, I didn't know. That's what I'm asking. If you think I have a horse, I don't have a horse.
The car,
the white Bronco car that I currently drive.
Boy,
is it Marge Maggie from Springfield R Us?
Springfield R Us.
What's your favorite type of juice?
I was hoping you could tell me, because I don't really know much. I think hell has...
does your name affect the kind of juice that you like to drink?
Is there any scenario in which you open the fridge and there is a bottle there, it's orange juice, and it falls out and the juice is suddenly loose?
juice is loose.
And you know, you go, oh, Tropicana? No, I got some OJ on.
You know, okay, guys.
I'm OJ on.
Yeah, yeah, guys. Okay, just OJ Simpson is a very important person. Yeah, I gotta get going. Yeah, I've held you for long enough.
That is how that game is played. OJ Simpson came back from hell and admitted to killing Nicole Brown Simpson.
There you go.
Nailed it, Michael.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I don't really know much about OJ Simpson. I didn't know who the person's name was.
The only person that knew nothing.
I know he was like arrested for murder, but that's about it.
No, he was. Oh, he was arrested, but he wasn't convicted.
Yeah.
He was put in jail for, I think it was armed assault or something, trying to get his memory.
Like, I honestly didn't really know what he did.
And then he wrote a book
saying. Who it was.
He wrote a book
that
saying.
Did you know he died recently?
Honestly, I didn't even know he's dead.
He wrote a book saying I did it.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
That would have been a great one.
We gave that to you.
Was it?
Yeah. One of the first things we did were, no. If you did do it.
Well, that was too early.
Everything's a clue, Michael.
Everything's a clue. Everything Luke said was a clue. Everything we all said.
Well, that's also, I was like, is everything a clue or is he just making weird shit up?
He's from the
Caitlin
first paper.
From
was
the car dish types. Caitlin Kardashian.
Is Kardashians related to
Robert
OJ?
Kardashian was the,
yeah, I don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce Jenner, who was his lawyer.
I'm happy I don't know much about the Jenners.
Bruce Jenner was his lawyer.
Who was Robert? What was his name? Was it Robert Kardashian? No. That was a Robert.
Next time, it's got to be someone like SpongeBob.
Yeah, no, it was Robert. Yeah, Kardashian. Robert Kardashian was the lawyer. Yeah.
I thought it was Bruce.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. A phenomenal showing.
Hey, it was great to see what you guys would come Bronco. Up with. See, I don't know he drives a white Bronco. You think
it's
I know
the
what?
Whole thing?
I don't know the
slow. He was in a slow speed.
I don't know the thing.
My goodness.
It's just funny because all of us were like,
oh yeah, you know it.
That. The like, very first thing obvious. we're like, OJ. Yeah. Ah, well. Speaking of the juice being loose. Why don't we jump into the loosened up stone of the Temple of Brigantia?
Loosey juicy. Theater of the Mind Flayer!
In our last session, Force healed the wounded Sir Alpin, bringing him back to his feet. You regrouped and decided to set up a defense in preparation for the remaining invaders coming from the tunnels underneath the Temple of Brigantia. You healed up, and Azeroth disguised himself as lizard folk once again, mingling in with the invaders as they began searching for the party. Fortunately, they were armed with dynamite that caused a chain reaction when attacked, blowing themselves up and catching Azeroth in the blast.
How silly of them.
Went to throw the dynamite.
Force ran to the rescue and used his remaining lay on hands to heal some of his Azeroth's combusted skin. You escaped back to the main floor with the tunnel having caved in from the explosion. You discovered the remaining Kenku fleeing with their supplies, and so Edorat jumped through the temple's stained glass window and cut them down without so much as a thought. Agnar channeled the power of Brigantia to further heal your wounds, after which Sir Alpin expressed his need to go home. With introductions made with Nesh, she informed you that it's possible that access to the Underdark through the tunnels below may be to blame for the increase in aggression in the Howling Ring, and that some of those who hadn't completed the choosing were beginning to transform in strange ways. As you settled into the temple to rest, Alpin promised to tell his name to Azeroth if he tells him who has the deck of many things, which is where we're going to begin our session today, with you continuing your rest.
At the end of a decent 8 hours, having marked off a long rest, it is now evening in the Howling Ring. Here in the Temple of Brigantia, the sconces and the fireplace is lit. Having had a good rest, Alpin, with only 2 points of exhaustion, is up, kind of stretching, cracking his neck. You can see that the clerics are kind of taking over. After a decent conversation, you would hear Nesh saying to Agnar,
"So you're saying that for some reason you really don't want to get into, Bokht is under attack from other nations, and you came here to try and seek aid from the were-creatures, the lycanthropes in Gale Village, and you spoke to them, but there seems to be a need to smooth things over with the council on their behalf in order to get their help to go back to Bok and save them from the Severians. Does that sound about right? And you also accidentally told one of the dwarves that Bok is in danger. Right. Right.
You should clip that for when we start doing video. For real. Just stick that at the start. Yeah.
What we don't know is why everyone's interested in conquering that silly place.
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you. You could talk to me or Serana. I'm sure Serana would like to tell you what's valuable about Bok.
I think it was just the fish. I think that was pretty much
it. I think it was just sort of everything. They got like resources. They got the cool wood, the pupper juice that doesn't exist no more.
Have you checked in since? With any of your friends over there?
No.
Sort of been pretty quickly moving since we
right, yes,
landed.
It's only been...
are you guys related at all? What's the sort of nature of your relationship?
Well,
you just,
I mean, well, we were both hatched at the temple.
We were.
You got us. Questions are so very similar.
No. I mean, we could be.
We might be.
We don't know.
I doubt it.
I think you are.
It's possible.
But are we did grow up together, so we're practically
indeed,
twins.
Indeed, pretty much twins. Are you and the shiny metal gentleman, are you related?
No, unfortunately not, but we're good friends.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
if there's any way that we can help, we'd love to. You're welcome to stay for the remainder of the night and head out when it's a little safer. We've cleared some of the passage and access to the tunnels is there. The tunnel back to Lornacarth, we did collapse as best we could, but they've been having a red hot crack at it. You might not be too long before you break through or they break through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alright, bruv. No one else has reacted to that. That's fucking weird.
Nesh says, either way, we're happy to help as best we can. We would love to stay and keep this place the safe haven that it is, but if you think it's safer to head back to Lornacarth with you, then perhaps this might be the first and last night we get to spend hanging out together.
I mean... We probably have to keep on... I mean, we should... I don't know. Because we should speak with the main temple. And I mean, there's not enough people here now.
Right. But if we open up the tunnel to Lornacarth, they could send help.
Right, exactly. Right. No, I was meaning that. That's what we should do. Can't just, leave the six of you here. Well, we need to reestablish.
They kept us pretty tired in order to keep us under their thumb. We're not completely incapable, but
aye,
I agree.
That's true.
We may need more people. I might get a few of our people to sleep again just to get rid of more of that tiredness. But come talk to us when you know what you want to do and we'll be ready to go. There are some supplies here, and obviously we've got our small stash of golden goodies, so we'll try and put together something for you should you be heading to Lornacarth, or indeed the Underdark, or back out into the Howling Ring.
And she kind of trots on over to the other cleric.
Right.
As you guys and Sir Alpin are hanging out together. So Alpin's still looking very, very tired, still not moving full speed.
Question for the DM.
Yeah.
Would this temple be hallowed ground?
You would gather that it is. You haven't seen any undead or elemental or anything like that here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool.
So you gather you're pretty well protected.
Cool.
So what do we think is the quickest way to Lornacarth? Is that our next destination?
I mean...
I think it kind of ought to be, because it's what we're looking for. People to help support in the war against, I don't want to say Sephiroth, that's not it, Queen Danrian.
That's right.
It could be the same person. We don't know.
Figure it out.
So, yeah, I guess we keep going towards Lorna Kath.
Well, what do we have? What do we know right now? We know that the lycanthropes will offer their help if, well, by from Book's point of view, if we can get them a spot on the council.
Yep.
We don't entirely trust everyone on the council, right?
No.
Is there anyone in particular that we don't trust versus ones that we do?
The only one that I would suggest approaching is Callian Mayne.
Right. He was the one we were supposed to meet. When we first
dropped off here. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Because, I don't know, the evidence shows that I think the council leaders have their sort of hands in a lot of dirty business with the Arakocra and all these.
Right.
As far as I'm aware from my dealings, Alora Rainsong was also one that was fighting for the betterment of the city.
Who was the one that's Mother Sinsus? Who signed off on the Carsony?
Do we know that?
You'd have to check your notes.
Yeah, I do.
Nice. If I remember, I got a lot in my brain. Bear. Not that
I wasn't there.
I think it was Callian Mayne.
I believe it was. Yeah.
And I also got that cryptic message. I actually have in my bag.
This says don't trust Callian Mayne.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry, it says don't trust
Loxo and...
The Loxo. Mm.
Well,
no, it doesn't
trust,
say Callian
Mayne, Loxo is controlled.
Yes, don't trust Mayne, Loxo is controlled. And you know that that Carsony was signed off by... Callian Mayne.
Well, then I take back that shit about Callian Mayne.
Right, yes. Now that my memory's been a bit...
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Right.
But you do remember him being...
Who was Carsony?
Yeah.
Chill. Up front.
Yeah. Carsony was the one who took over the temple.
Honestly, those two things would clash a little bit.
I wasn't there.
Stole the children.
I wasn't there.
Right, no, you weren't. You got drunk in an alley.
We've all been there.
Hey.
I haven't.
Well, maybe you should.
I'd do you some good.
I think what was being hinted at is that potentially if we wanted a safe passage, we could go down into the dark passage and just keep digging.
Go to the Underdark?
Or wherever they were digging to get to the city. Nesh just said that they were pretty close.
Yes, I mean, there was a tunnel to the city.
Hopefully they didn't blow up all the dynamite.
There's a bunch in the cart outside.
Right.
You can make it a grand entrance. Shake the city itself.
This is your country, your city.
I don't think we want to take down the temple along with it.
Well, maybe
no, we don't.
Well, how deep does the tunnel go?
What do you mean? The tunnel goes all the way.
Exactly, it's not under this.
Just got caved in to keep, you know, the, I don't know, occupiers from getting to Lorna Cat.
Well, either that or we go overland.
How far is it from the temple?
As we look to the DM.
You would know that if you were traveling through the Howling Ring, it'd be another couple of days. If you were to go underground, if the tunnel is clear, and if you haul ass, you wouldn't have to go through all the shitty terrain, and you could probably make it with a solid, like, just 12 hours moving constantly. It's a 12-hour one-way trip to get supplies from Temple of Brigantia to this temple.
Yeah.
But if you go via the Howling Ring, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Which would then beg the question of, do we trust everything in the Temple of Brigantia?
Yes.
I'm inclined to. I have no reason not to.
This one was taken over.
Oh, you mean within the church itself, the greater,
As in, maybe it's being overrun by occupiers like this one.
Were
these occupiers in service of Orin?
These occupiers, I can't remember what name I said, yes.
Nesh, have you been in touch with Mother Sinsa?
No, not since we, not since we were kind of taken over.
Right. We should probably let her know that things are okay.
I think they're well aware that there might be troubles.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're digging from the other end to try and help. But we can try and contact her. I can contact her.
Right.
I can send her a sending if you wish.
Right. Sorry, just to clear things up.
Right.
You collapsed the tunnel between the two churches because of what's going on in the Howling Ring, or they were just digging this new tunnel?
As soon as the doors were kicked in, one of the first things we do is collapse the tunnel to Lorna Cath so that whatever Howling Ring creatures don't get in there and spread their savagery.
Gotcha.
And that's the first thing we did. Then we started to collapse the safety tunnels. There are various tunnels that head out to a circumference around the outside of this this facility. We started to collapse some of those under fear that they were already discovered. By that point, we were overrun and a few of our clerics were killed. The rest of us were bound up and we started to be used to aid in their digging insofar as we were dragged down the tunnel, and whenever one of them would blow themselves up a little bit or get exhausted from digging, we'd make them feel better. And then they mentioned that they were going to attach us to machines of some sort and try to bring us into the city. I'm not sure what that was about, but they were gratefully cut down before we could kind of determine what they wanted. I don't think I want to know, really.
No.
Well, I think that's the best bet is through the tunnels, then.
Well, yes.
I don't like the talk of Underdark, but...
The Underdark is below the tunnels. Come, I'll show you.
She leads you between all the rubble and nonsense that you managed to drop through the tunnels and that sort of stuff. As she leads you through the tunnel, she leads you back out to that area where you killed a bunch of lizard folk. Their body's still there. She leads you away from the escape tunnel that Edorath and Agnar came down, and she leads you down a dark, narrow path. She leads you down a dark, narrow path that indeed like a 6 or 7 foot lizard folk would barely squeeze through. You would be led to the end where it is pitch black, and all you see is this odd greeny, kind of greeny purple glow coming from a sliver of a crack. And as you get closer and closer, the crack widens, and you see as you come to the edge of what looks to be a drop off, as you look through this maybe 5 foot by 3 foot gap, through this shard, this gap in the mountain, in the ground here, you would look down and you would see a vast drop to the Underdark. You would see a huge, expansive tunnel, almost canyon-like in its depth and width. As you look through this gap in the ground, seeing this glowing light, you would look and there would be a huge 100 or so foot drop with many jutting rocks that seem to be covered in this beautiful, beautiful, iridescent kind of glowing fungus. You would see as you look down into this canyon-like shaft that there is movement far down. There appears to be some sort of water or stream moving through. It seems to be naturally built, naturally dug out, and only discovered because of this blasting. As you look out upon the Underdark, you would see that there are stalactites kind of jutting down from the ceiling and stalagmites coming up from the bottom. You would see that it seems to stretch far beyond your vision to the left and far beyond your vision to the right, to the north and the south respectively. And as you look upon it and smell, it smells cool and it has a slightly fungal kind of musty smell to it. Almost like you can feel the spores that would be down there where you disturb any of the shroomy shrooms. You can see that some of the fungus are pulsating with a glow. Some of them are swelling and kind of shrinking. Like they have their own respiratory system. And as you kind of cram in the gap here, Nesh says,
"So that's the Underdark. It seems to be quite dangerous down there. We've spotted a couple of creatures burrowing and moving around, but If you look closely, you can see there's a couple of platforms that are within kind of leaping distance, certainly flying distance, if you were inclined, but I would strongly advise against it.
No, should we seal it up? Can we seal it up?
I worry that if we blast it or try to, I mean, we could pack it with dirt, certainly, but I'm worried about any more of this kind of chipping away and dropping.
Oh, yes, no.
I'm worried that the whole thing might collapse in. It's very, very close to the surface.
Right.
Nothing's come through so far?
Not through this gap, no.
But something's come through a different gap?
I assume so, with all of the... all the danger and all the warping and the changing of creatures here.
They mentioned that they diverted course because they got too close to the Underdark, I think. I'm inclined to avoid it.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Well, we can start filling it in.
Oh, yes, I think that's a good idea, Nash. Yeah. Yes.
Right. As you... start to fill it in. Takes a couple of hours at this point. It's around 10 p.m. or so. Anything you guys would like to do? Would you like to start making your way? Would you like to have another rest? What's the plan here?
I'd like to assist in the gathering of the bodies, both of the invaders and also the priest and everything that had been hurt, and help to lie out all of the temple devotees in the main hall, clean and wash them and prepare them for burial.
Okay. Excellent. Anyone else?
We can spend the night, right?
No point in us getting killed in the dark, right?
Mm. I can't see in the dark, so it's probably useless that I go until the daylight.
To be fair, if we're going through a tunnel, it doesn't really matter if it's daylight, does it?
Nope.
I'm sure you want to spend some time with Nesh, no?
Well, Agnar would be...
prepping bodies.
Agnar would want to spend some time with Nesh.
I think she deserves some time with her.
And I wouldn't mind some respite from all this running around and... camping in the woods and...
Plus your circadian rhythms, bruv, isn't it?
The trident.
Yeah, I talked to you earlier on. You gave me that
eyes look. Just,
you're just like, no idea. You're just like...
Fuck you.
No idea.
What was that?
Circadian rhythms, bruv.
Yeah.
You don't want to be traveling in the night.
No.
Got to think about your well-being, innit?
Appreciate it.
Innit? No problem. Are you all right? You look at me very strange.
You just see him holding up the trident.
Oh, yours is doing the thing too.
Yeah.
See, I'm not crazy.
Well, I'm not talking out loud. I'm just, you can think these things back to it. You know
I've learned to do that now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know at first. She didn't say that I could do it in my head.
I think we're all aware of talking weapons. Bing, bang, bosh. You know, I think things are crazy anymore.
Yeah, but when I was saying that I got a fucking magic sword, y'all were...
Well, that was at first, but now we've seen... quite a few.
Seems like an everyday occurrence now.
Let's hang out. It'd be nice to sleep under the roof with the company. Sorry, while I enjoy present company. Been a while.
Yes, it has. All right, well. We should see what we can help out and...
I have some questions I need to ask them.
Okay.
How to cook?
How?
To be fair, we've mainly been eating bugs for the past little while.
Sorry, we didn't have time to buy fucking groceries.
Slightly unsatisfying.
And you have something to talk about.
Okay. So as this long rest begins, it is late at night by the time you're done preparing bodies. They're not going to be buried today. They're going to be buried tomorrow, but they're all wrapped and ready to go. You see a lot of the clerics are kind of gathering their things. You watch as the tabaxi looks and says, I think it's a good idea if we come with you. The temple here will be fine for, a day or so without anyone here.
Right.
I think leaving anyone here on their own is a bad idea.
I agree.
So the clerics are preparing to come with you in the tunnel. I hand it over to you guys over this long rest. We will assume that you get some rest, so Alpin will try his best as well. But those of you that wish to talk to people may go ahead.
First thing I'll do is, well, in a lulled moment, I'm going to pull out the pearl I got from Happen.
Uh-huh.
So not the pearl I've been using, but the pearl I took from the Pearl of Power. And I'm going to attempt to attune to it.
Okay.
So I'm going to, whatever that brings me, I'm just going to kind of concentrate on it and kind of close my eyes with it in my palm as I sit and just kind of think about it.
Okay. As you connect with this pearl, you spend a good hour concentrating on it. You concentrate on it. It kind of curls in your hand and eye, mouth appear on it.
This is different.
It looks up at you and it says,
bring it closer.
Yeah, as you get closer, it says,
well, hi there.
Oh.
How you doing?
Okay, good.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is a little creepy.
What's creepy about it?
Just the choice of voice, but it's fine.
I didn't
not your choice,
voice,
I know.
It's just how I speak.
Oh. Do you have any popsicles in there?
Popsicles? Why would I need popsicles? ain't no reason for popsicles. What can I do for you?
You're really good at that.
I got the whistle, too. Yeah, the whistle on the S's. Yeah.
You being mean about the way I speak?
No, I'm not.
It's not very nice.
I was just, you're new, and I thought I have another pearl that...
Oh, you have another pearl?
Yeah, a different pearl. You do something different, but...
Well, what do I do, and what do they do?
Well, they sort of help me figure things out about items.
Oh, you got
items.
An identifying pearl.
Yeah, well, it's just a pearl that I sort of use as a component for the spell, but...
Right. Are they nice?
They are... A little bit of, yes, I would say, generally.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. What? So
be careful with your identifying pearls. So they can be a little temperamental sometimes when that's all they do.
I was told, because maybe it was wrong of me to assume, but are you able to be used?
Well, they say when you assume.
I'm not.
You can ask so you.
Yeah,
ask
and me.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, at the risk of being making an ass of myself, do you identify things as well, or?
Oh, I have that capacity, yeah, of course.
All right, now my next question is...
Oh, second question.
I sort of like the other pearls, and I'd like to sort
pearls,
of...
Pearls? Plural?
Well, there's sort of one sort of being tested. It's one pearl, but they sort
of... Oh, there's an apprentice pearl inside the pearl.
I think so, yes.
Wow.
I'm just wondering if you guys can all pearl together so that I can make it pretty convenient for everyone involved.
What is it do you want me to do?
Well, you typically, from what I understand, you can help regain some of my arcane energy.
Oh, I have that ability, yes, to kind of refresh your arcana.
Yeah, and I thought instead of, having to juggle multiple pearls around, if we can kind of consolidate everyone.
Have you spoken to the other pearl about this merger?
I wanted to speak with you. We spoke a bit about it.
Well, of course. I'm happy to merge.
Fantastic.
Because it gets lonely being a solo pearl.
Great. Well, that's good to know. While I have you here,
of course.
I'd like you to take a look at this, if you can tell me if there's anything special about this jagged knife.
Are you sure your other pearl's not going to have a problem with me identifying something?
That's a risk I'm entirely willing to take.
Okay, you said it. Let's just take a quick look at this here dagger.
Pearl doesn't know yet.
As you hold the little pearl head, you kind of sit it on the dagger, and it starts to like... kind of squeak its way along the dagger like it's scanning it. And as it's doing that, it's just going,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Talk to me. Of course. Right.
Elizabeth's just sitting there, like, looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Looks back up at you. Looks back up at you and says,
see what you've got here. Is a lovely little +1 dagger. pretty nasty thing. It's been around for a while, but it's pretty well taken care of. Nothing else to it. You can make some modifications, add some runes or things if you want to, but if you're looking for a second opinion, I suggest maybe you give it to your other pearls to see if I missed something.
Do you doubt your ability in...
I'm confident, but there's some people that worry about curses and things. There's no curse on this.
Insight check. Can I insight check this pearl?
You can give it a go, yeah.
You can trust me.
Oh, fuck me. It's a one.
Nat one? Yeah.
You are stuck between the urge of straight away, like, throwing this pearl away and assimilating it into the other pearl, connecting with the other pearl. You just have no idea. It's a pearl. Hard to tell. It's honestly got that, what's the crazy orange? You know, the annoying orange. It's pretty much got the annoying orange face. Yeah.
Do I, like, shut you off, or do you just kind of...
Oh, if you just put me back in your pocket, I'll just disappear.
All right, I'll... And Azareth will just kind of put his hands on his face and just kind of rub like his temples. Ugh, that's just entirely creepy. They will not like that. And Azareth is just going to kind of sit for a little bit and mess around with some magic.
Yeah, absolutely. You mess around with some magic. There was a conversation you wanted to have with Force. There's a conversation you wanted to have at Edirath with clerics and things. What else?
You guys go. You guys go first.
Yep. I'd like to find the God Squad.
Yeah, absolutely. They're packing the Underdark hole. The packing boulders and rocks and things. They seem a lot more lively now that they've had a bit of a rest.
I'll give them a hand with that, and then I'll start to go.
So we've been traveling with Agnoff a bit, and she's not fully been herself the last little bit, so I might want to ask you all. I have... And then I'll sort of open the shirt to show both... Both marks.
Looks like you've got it. Oh, were you talking to me?
Sort of to the room. Yep.
Nesh is going to kind of look at you, kind of come trotting over, go, "Oh, that's not good." And kind of looks at one, goes to touch it.
No, you probably don't want to do that.
Come this way.
Going to lead you back towards the temple, out of the tunnels. As she leads you in towards the temple, she kind of leads you away to a corner and kind of sits with you. You are there, but I'll let you decide what you're doing, Agnar.
Agnar will look, subtly move to an area of the room where she can see their lips.
Ooh. Okay. I will get a, let's call that a stealth roll. You kind of start to surreptitiously talk with Nesh. We'll get that stealth roll real quick.
That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Excellent. She looks at you as you kind of show her. She touches it and nothing happens. She says,
"Don't worry. In the temple here, you're protected from... all sorts of creatures."
See, she pokes your other one. Pokes them both. Doop, doop,
doop, doop, see? They are still very raw.
They really are. Things like this should heal rather quickly. Unless you're constantly scratching at them.
She kind of gives you a knowing look.
Only scratched at them like four times.
Right. What is it you need from me?
I was hoping that you might know how to get rid of them. Or might be able to point me in the right direction to somebody who might know how to get rid of them.
Says,
"What you've got there is a couple of very nasty creatures that
that want goodness knows what.
The boss has been to see me suffer, potentially my soul, but that's sort of up in the air right now.
Well, if your soul's worth anything, then yes.
Probably not.
Right. The best way to get rid of it is to either fulfill what it is you, what they want, or to unfortunately go head to head with that sort of thing. You may be able to get some sort of exorcism. You could speak to Mother Zinza. The other option is, I don't know much about this, but there is another church in the city, the Church of Auron. They deal in many oddities. I'm not sure exactly what they do, but if it's anything to do with life or death, then I'm sure they have some idea. That would be the other option. Mm. So a couple of options. Do the deal.
Yep.
Try to kill the creature.
Okay.
Or speak to someone far more powerful than I am, unfortunately.
All right. Cool.
I'm very sorry that this is happening to you.
You know what? I did it to myself.
Right. May I ask how?
I pulled a magic card.
Right.
Several times.
Right.
And I kept pulling the same magical card.
Right.
And it just sort of got worse and worse every time.
Oh boy.
And then there was a different time, and then I thought I was going to see the usual red guy, but then it was a different guy. So now I've sold my soul to like two different things, and I don't know whether or not I'm going to explode or not.
It seems to me like you were relying on yourself rather than relying on your friends.
Yeah. Well, I had a bad habit of that.
Right. Well, maybe it's a habit you need to break. And maybe I'm not the one you should be talking to about those.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Trots on out the way there.
Well, my vote is we cut it down. Both of them.
I mean,
I
feel like I at least know what the devil wants, so I might be able to fulfill that. But the other guy, I don't know what he wants, and I'm slightly a little bit afraid to call him in.
Better the devil you know.
Than the devil.
Hey.
Quite wise there, Serana.
I'm recording.
I didn't get that.
I have my moments.
This one was. Excellent. You step away. As you step away, we're getting closer to midnight. Boss, fucking
me.
What are you, Aiden?
Azareth?
Azareth.
One of us will die eventually.
Agnar. So Alpin's there. He has So Alpin is kind of looking at Azareth and Agnar with curiosity and a little bit of like an investigatory look. Just kind of marches over to you, Boss, and just says, I know the difference between a prestidigitation and a good old spit shine. Thank you.
It's probably the least that I could have done for you standing stalwart, protecting those three and myself stepping in the way there.
Well, just doing my duty, sir. And thank you for bringing me back. Furthermore, when we're not so populated, I think I'd like a hand trying to remember.
Sure. You seem like you had a memory coming back. I'm interested to know. And as Azareth says that you have intention to leave.
I don't know if it's intention. It's a deep, undeniable need.
Same kind of need you have to had to serve him?
What yes.
Different kind of need?
Similar. When I appeared, it felt to me like my liege was my entire world, my entire reason. Every time I come close to failing that, I start to remember where else I failed. And I fear I may have failed horribly. And I fear it may not have been my choice to fail. And if there's a way back, I'll take it. And if there's a way to stop from ever being dragged away, or to stop anyone else ever being dragged away the way I have, then I'm going to take that.
We start off. I now consider you a friend, an ally. I have the joke answer, which I'll refrain from saying.
Oh, go on. I like a lark. I like a ribbing. A good good chortle. I subscribe to sensible chuckle.
You can help me ascend and then, you know, take me as your god and I'll protect you as I can. Prevent you from being controlled. But
I, on that note, I've watched you all grow with power as I work with you. And I see you and Etterath following deities that give you the power to protect and help those around you. If a paladin of force majeure is what my destiny is, then so be it.
It just gave me some goosebumps.
Is that possible? In total form?
Inside the shell.
Right. Right.
We'll wait till we have a bit more privacy, but I'll give you one piece of information. When I was cleaning your armor, this little mark that I saw on the inside, the inscription, it, you might already know this, but you were a commander, leader, a special unit of some kind in His Royal Majesty's army.
Well, stares off for a moment. Huh. But I'm not a follower.
Everybody answers to somebody.
Fair. Who are you answering to at the moment? I noticed that inky, terrifying substance. Surely that's not Orin's doing.
No, that's something completely different that hasn't asked for anything yet. So it's quite, don't let it know that we're onto it.
Right, yes, right.
I'll keep taking what I can until it's asked for otherwise. But that, I don't know where that's from. Sir Orin, I'm still apparently serving because he keeps giving me more power. She's not quite understanding that either.
Well, God of life and death, are you taking life?
Yeah, and it's kind of a 50-50. Like, if you don't kill it, are you giving it life?
You gave me life. And you took the life of the Kenku.
So I should become a pacifist?
Oh, fuck no. Never got anyone anywhere, did it? You should do whatever it is you're going to do. And if Orin is as bad as you say he is, and if he's still giving you power, then the more shame he'll feel when you strike him down with it, I guess.
Yeah. Use what you can get. And at that moment, I'll sort of, I don't know the physical embodiment of it, but I'll be kind of like, I'll pull out the soul of the phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. It was the lens, wasn't the eye? Was it the lens of the eye that you took from memory?
I think it was the eye.
Yeah. You took the eye and you carved the lens out. So it's this almost your shield shape kind of disc. But as you pull it out, it has a like a slightly, it has a bit of give to it, a little bit of gooey give to it, like a membrane wrapped around some sort of clear kind of liquid, but in it are just flames, just a constant rolling of flames that seem to bellow out from the center like a pupil, just kind of bellow out to the edges and then continue on. Screensaver almost.
Not quite sure what to do with this.
Well, I mean, you've eaten everything so far.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought about it. I really did think about it. And I'm booming laugh where it's to like a point where I basically was like, what the fuck? Why are they laughing so
yeah,
much?
Everyone kind of looks over. Yeah.
God, I'm gonna give you your first piece of free will and we'll leave. And don't make a big deal about it, paladin of force. Look after this for me for the time being.
Of course, I'll guard it with my life.
Don't do that.
I'll guard it with the majority of my hit points.
Yes.
Right.
But if your life for this, just give this away.
Gift from you, sir. Grabs it and slots it where his shield would normally go. So he's got like his shield and spear and now this lens on the back of his armor.
Michael Block ears.
Sorry, Block, I can't hear anything. I literally cannot hear you. Scene. I know you're talking shit, but I can't hear what you're saying.
You can speak very, very quietly because I can hear you.
I'm force. Until I change either way.
Very pleased to meet you.
No, sirs.
Of course.
You can listen now.
Funny thing is, he'll hear it when he listens to the episode.
Yeah. Now I'm going to skip this episode.
Just when you hear Michael Block your ears, just take your headphones off.
Yeah. I can just bleep it.
Anyone called Michael, take your headphones off.
Everyone else knows, so it's just you that we have to hide it from.
If you're the audience,
you can bleep it. You can just bleep it.
Yeah. Will the audience know?
But in a fake the audience, he's going to put a sweat.
Oh, the audience don't know.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely bleep it. I'll definitely bleep it.
Yeah.
Sorry, audience.
Then you missed the roleplay.
You're not winning one of Jake's dice today.
We're keeping the roleplay, but yeah. He nods and just kind of goes back to... He actually marches out to kind of keep an eye on the filling of the Underdark Tunnel, and you see him walking in and out over the next few hours or so.
And I'll just make eyes to where Agnar is.
Okay.
Bless you.
Oh, Bubby.
Goodness.
Getting later and later. Are you guys staying up all night? Are you? You won't get a point of exhaustion if you stay up all night. It's you've had your rest today.
It'll
be a long day tomorrow, but.
Agnar's going to head over to Force.
To the mic.
is he okay?
He's doing better than I think he's done since we've met him.
Right. He didn't seem too happy earlier.
He went down a couple of times. I think that'll take a toll on a man's soul. You should probably thank him. He saved those three.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I will. I head out in a moment. I just...
What's on your mind?
Well, I think he obviously wants to go home. So, I mean, do you know, is there a way that we can...
Can we send him somewhere? No. Gonna leave it up to Azareth to, you know, break that bond or encourage do what he needs to do. Whether he follows us into the city and then we can, you know, conquer the city and put him on a boat and have this like grand send off, great. Otherwise.
Did you, when you, brought him back from, you know, almost maybe being dead, did you get the impression that you'd also brought him back from where he came from before?
As in his soul was sent to a different plane?
Well, I mean, you know,
when he was awake and with us, he was with us. But when he wasn't awake, maybe he was back where he wants to go back.
The words he uttered when he's... He wants to explore what it was his past a little more. I would hazard a guess of no. His awakening was pretty brutal. And I think he'd probably... When he says he has to go back, it seems like he has to go back to Neodracht versus he has to go back to the other side.
Right. I suppose, I guess I was wondering if Neodracht was like the other side for him in the sense, you know.
No.
Well, me... I don't know. I guess.
Well, you think he's better off if we kill him?
No, no, no. I just...
I'm being thrown around these conversations. What is going on? What are you...
No, no. I just wasn't sure if us... You know,
quiet, dear boy.
If when... I don't know. I don't know. I just, I had the thought that maybe.
I can see where you're head at. Maybe he's like some half demon or half angel that's been taken from a magical binding to this material plane. Is that kind of what you're going for?
Oh, no, that's.
No. Well, no. I have no idea what you're talking about then.
I just thought he was just a person and he was a person over there. And then. When he sort of maybe died here, he went back to being a person there.
So he has two bodies?
I don't know.
That's probably honestly more likely than being a half angel. But no, I think when he arrived in his body.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the thinking though, outside of the box thinking.
I don't know.
Is it that book you're reading? It's giving you these weird grand ideas.
Yeah, well, maybe it's being here and the sort of, you know, connection to Brigantia and
yeah,
possibilities. I don't know. It was just the way he was talking. I don't know. He seemed, it suddenly was more urgent.
Oh, yeah,
like he'd been interrupted in the middle of something.
I think he was interrupted in the middle when we summoned him.
Right.
Versus
when
downstairs.
We woke him up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, I better go thank him. And thank you again for helping leave the temple.
Don't mention it. And thank Brigantia.
Agnar tries her hardest to control, like, not, like, puffing up into a giant ball of, like, glee at this. So she just does, like, a little, like, you'd probably look like she wants to explode a little bit with something, but it's like...
Hold a sneeze in.
Yeah, yeah. I pass it on and just... off out to Alpin.
Excellent.
Good
out to Alpin. Alpin's helping with the building of the rubble pile. It's pretty much done at this point around 1 a.m. 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Did you say rubble pile or like funeral pile?
Rubble pile.
Rubble pile.
Yeah.
Azeroth would just be in the main temple.
Okay.
Just kind of...
Excellent.
Chilling.
There's the
probably catch
beside.
a few Z's for a few hours.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Agnar. All is well?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Excellent. Underdark is sealed away by the looks of it. Oh,
thank you.
If we do the funeral thing in the morning and then head down the tunnel... I guess we still have to dig the tunnel, but...
Well, yes.
But I saw lots of boomsticks out there, so...
Boomsticks.
Have we ever talked before?
Only a little.
Feel myself waffling a little bit.
Occasionally, usually it's just me trying to suggest that maybe jumping off a ship in your full armor is not a good idea.
Things like that, you know. Each to their own.
Well, yes. But I wanted to say thank you.
For what?
For everything, but oh. Also very much in particular, thank you for saving Nesh and everybody else, but also Nesh, and thank you.
You don't have to thank me. I was doing my duty. I'm more of a damage absorber than anything else. You could call me the tank of the group, but I went down pretty quickly, so.
And
I guess you're welcome, is what I'm trying to say.
Do you mind if I... And Agnar just opens her arms out to offer a hug to Sir Elpin.
I don't know why I expected the wings to be what you hug me with. I can use them too.
It's
comes in for a hug.
It's a nicer hug with wings.
And yeah, Agnar just gives mm-hmm. them a very warm hug.
He says, "What's it like?
What's what like?
Being back home. Being so close to being back home.
It's very nice.
I appreciate that you didn't try to sugarcoat. I appreciate your honesty there.
I mean, it's a little strange because everything's different and I'm different.
Hmm.
But it's very nice.
Then I hope it's fulfilling and enjoyable and... I hope you're glad to see your friend again. You seem...
Oh, very, very glad. Is there a way we can get you back home?
Ah, you've all been talking, have you?
Well, I mean, when you woke up, you seemed a little, like something was urgent.
I'm sure in Lornacarth there is a way to head back. Worst case, I'll head back to Gale Village and chat to those drow individuals and see if I can figure out how they got here. Maybe there's a charter or something I can get across.
Right.
But I'm not going to abandon you mid-plight. We'll get to Lornacarth and figure it out from there.
No. I mean, if you did want to, then that would be okay because, you know, you didn't ask to be here.
Well, I can't fly, I can't teleport. I'm sure whatever it was over there that I was doing will be fine for now. But it's high on my priority list.
Hmm.
Did my liege say anything about my wanting to leave?
No.
Okay.
Did you...
Wait. No, you haven't spoken.
No.
I just spoke to Force about it.
Yeah.
Just what? Just right after the battle. And he was...
So the answer is no.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. No, not to me. Okay. Anyway.
What?
No.
Well, no. Thank you for saying thank you. I'll keep getting back to work. Might be worth getting a head start on digging that tunnel if we're going to move out, but...
If we found something to teleport, maybe would you like that?
I'm gonna start getting ready to kind of dig,
right?
And get my hopes up about that.
Oh,
sort of thing.
No, sorry, I didn't mean.
It's fine.
Just checking with it. Oh, right.
Kind of steps away, head down towards the main tunnel this time.
As he goes, can I do an insight check to figure out, just to see whether, like, he's, how much he's being polite about staying and how much he really, really would like to not be
Go for it.
Here? Not in a mean way, just in a, like, home-y type, you know, way. Ooh. That is a 26.
He's being very professional. And obviously wants to go back.
Yeah.
Doesn't, not so much wants to go back, but feels like he needs to go back.
Yeah.
There's something there that is pressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Off to bed.
You guys awaken in the morning after a nice long rest. At this point, the tunnel to Lornacarth has been kind of begun to be dug out, but at this point still needs a little bit of work. So Alpin informs you in the morning that it's quite a walk down there. It's a good, you know, good 20, 30 minute jog to get down the end there. So they've cleared it out a fair ways. So fingers crossed, it's only a little blast or a little poke through and we're there. Everyone's going, right? And the clerics have kind of have their bags and things. They've gathered up various spell components, various goodies. The front door has been completely barricaded with, you know, various pews and things.
Great. I'm going to grab a bunch of incense before we leave as well.
Right, let's get going.
Right.
Should we barricade the front door so no one else can get in?
Agnar's going to, like, just gently turn
pews.
Force's head to stacked see pews. The all the, like,
pews at the front.
I got hit quite a lot yesterday, so sorry.
You okay?
Very fair, very fair.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Fingers.
You have hands?
As you set off down the tunnel, who's going in what order?
I'll go first.
Excellent.
I'll lead the way.
Balls first.
I'll be in the back.
You at the back. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
I'll be with Nish.
With Sir Alpin.
Alpin at the back with you.
In front.
Alp and Azo. Where you're with Nish in the middle, I guess. Nish and the clerics in the middle.
Guess I'll be sort of between Force and but.
Excellent. You set off. You start to trek down through the dark, dark tunnel. After no more than maybe 10, 15 meters, it is pitch black, and the clerics start to ignite some dancing lights. This beautiful warm glow, that warm yellowy glow from like old halogen light bulbs. You're marching. You're marching for maybe 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. At around the 45-minute mark, you feel a sting on your collarbone and you hear, oh, six clerics. That'll do. What? And that's where we're going to leave.
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.